God is the Father to the fatherless. God is the Father to the fatherless. He will love, guide, and protect you. God is the Father to the fatherless. This is Scott with Mentor Me Ministries, mentoring fatherless boys for Jesus Christ. We have a great show for you today, and here is our founder and president, Bobby Solomon.
A father of the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy habitation. He's a father of the fatherless and a defender of widows. That's who God is, a father of the fatherless, and he defends widows in his holy habitation. God is our Father through faith in Jesus Christ. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we prayed for fatherless boys all across the USA and all across the globe, for fatherless boys in your neighborhoods and communities, your cities, your counties, your townships, your villages, your states, and your nations, to be saved, to be brought to faith in Jesus Christ, to be told the gospel. There's a special day coming up this June 15th, Saturday, this June 15th, called Fatherless Day. Let's pray for fatherless boys and their single mom families, their sisters, for Fatherless Day. Let's lead those fatherless boys to Jesus Christ for salvation and to have a relationship with God as their eternal Abba Father forever. Amen. Psalm 68:5, a father of the fatherless and a defender of widows is God in his holy habitation. He is their father. Why is this ministry exist to mentor fatherless boys for Jesus Christ? Why? Because God is their father. He is their father, and he wants them to know him. That's why it exists. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and their Lord and Savior, too. Amen. I am very passionate about Fatherless Day, and I don't think there's enough being done to help boys without fathers. I really don't. Fatherless Day is a day that was given to this ministry, we believe, by God Almighty through prayer. And it was given to us about 20 years ago to share with the world, to share that there needs to be a special day to mentor fatherless boys and their single mom families because they cannot celebrate Father's Day. And it's a great time for them to know how much God loves them as an eternal father through faith in Jesus Christ. It's the best time to encourage them and their mothers and grandmothers and their sisters, encourage them in the Lord Jesus. And I believe that the church can do much more to help them in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's talk about Psalm 68:5 again, that says, a father to the fatherless and a defender of widows is God. Is God. God is a father to the fatherless. A father to the fatherless and a defender of widows is God in his holy habitation. God is holy. He is perfect. And his word says that he is a father to the fatherless. Can we not act in his image the day before Father's Day? Why is Fatherless Day the day before Father's Day? Because on Father's Day, fatherless boys and their single mom families cannot celebrate it. And I will tell you that if the church has a special event for fatherless boys, it will not be on Father's Day, because on Father's Day, fathers are spending the time with their own children at home or doing something special with them. But on Fatherless Day, those same Christian fathers in the church can come and spend time exclusively with fatherless boys to bless them. And their own families can join them. That's what Fatherless Day is about. It's a day that God has crafted for the church, especially Christian men, to spend time with fatherless boys, to bless them, and to show them how special they are to God, how special they are, and that they have a Savior too, a Savior named Jesus Christ, a Savior, Yeshua Messiah. That is who He is. He is the Son of God. He is the one who went to the cross for them and everybody in the world. He's God's gift to the world because God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son. If those fatherless boys will believe in Him, they will not perish but have eternal life. They can have eternal life and they can know God as a Father that will never leave nor forsake them. Isn't that what we want? Isn't that what we want? Fatherless Day, June 15th, Saturday, June 15th. Celebrate it. Celebrate it. Make it a special occasion for fatherless boys. You wonder, where do I meet the fatherless boys? Where are they? I say they are all over. They are in your neighborhoods. They are in your schools. They are everywhere. They're hanging out on the street corner. They're in a park. They are there. They're there. And all that needs to be done is put flyers together, invite them to a special event with their single mom families, and have the Christian men and their families and the rest of the church there to bless them. Free food. Don't charge them anything. The single mom family has little money to pay for things. They are stressed as it is. That's why James 1:27 calls this pure religion, to help them in their affliction, in their trouble, in the pressures of their lives, to help fatherless boys and single mom families. Visit them on Fatherless Day, Saturday, June 15th. Food, gifts, prizes, games, worship music, the gospel. There should be a sharing of the gospel. Bobby,
I'm here in the studio. Bobby.
Oh, Oscar's here, our puppet friend. Oscar, did you want to say something?
Yep. Fatherless Day means so much to me, and it meant so much to me over the years while I was growing up. It meant so much. I felt so loved by the church, All the churches came, all the churches in the neighborhood. Oh, yes, I just so loved the food and the attention that I got.
What do you mean they came, Oscar? Where did they go?
Our Fatherless Day, Bobby, as you know, it was in the park, and the churches participated. They came, and they visited, and they participated, and they helped us.
Oh, the churches came to the park. And Oscar, how do they do that? How do they get this thing together?
Well, Bobby, you know how that was. Actually, we put some together as a ministry, but now we're encouraging other people to put them together, the local churches.
Yes, the local churches.
And Bobby, don't forget that the whole fatherless boy single mom family can come and get blessed, and they might get saved. If they just get saved, they can know God as a holy father.
Yes, they can know God as a holy father. And isn't that what we want? Psalm 68:5.
God is a father to the fatherless, and He defends widows in His holy habitation. God is holy.
Thank you, Oscar.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you, friends. Fatherless boys, be encouraged. God loves you. He can be your father. He is your father. Get to know Him through Jesus Christ today. Amen. Salvation. Amen. Believe in Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Or as they say in Uganda, Amina. Amina. Thank you, Oscar, for being with us today.
Bobby, it's been my pleasure. Thank you, everybody. We love you so much. Remember, fatherless boys, believe in Jesus, salvation, eternal life. Amen.
Okay. And Oscar, by the way, what is salvation exactly? What does that mean?
That means that you have asked God to forgive you of your sins, the things that you've done that are not right with God, the things you've done that are wrong, and also that you want to change. You want to change, and that you believe in Him, in Jesus, as God's only Son, who died on the cross and shed His precious blood, His perfect, sinless blood. He's without sin, and He shed His blood for us just to cleanse us or clean us from our sins. Yes. And we believe that on the third day He rose from the grave. Aha! And He's in heaven right now, right by the right hand of His Father, making a place for us. Amen.
Fatherless boys, when you believe in Jesus that way, as Oscar described, you're willing to tell people about it. The Bible says that you will confess Him as Lord. And so you're willing to say, I believe in Jesus now. You're not afraid to say that because you know that Jesus protects you. And God is your Father. God is your Holy Father in Jesus, the faith of Jesus. Amen. At this point in our radio show today, I want to announce a prayer event. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Announcing a prayer event. Oscar?
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
Woo! You're really going for it.
No, because I love Jesus. I love prayer.
Yes, we love prayer. We love talking to Jesus. We love talking love talk to God. We pray in love to God. We pray in His will. That means if we pray in what He has for us, His plan for us, His will for us, then He will give us those prayers. He will fulfill those prayers. We don't want to pray outside of His will, and you can always check that by what the Bible says. So, we have talked about Psalm 68:5 much today. Let's have a prayer event.
Da-da-da-da-da!
Thank you, Oscar. Let's have a prayer event for Fatherless Day for fatherless boys and their single mom families all across the USA and in over the globe, all over the globe. In your neighborhoods, for your churches, for the fatherless boys where you live, I ask you to pray a prayer event. Get together with your brothers and sisters in your prayer groups at your churches, or even if you just do it between you and God at home or in your workplace or when you're driving, pray for fatherless boys on Fatherless Day. But pray for them now for Fatherless Day. And I ask you that everyone who is willing to do this, also we'd like to hear from some of you on what your prayers are for the fatherless boys so we can share them on the radio. We don't even have to mention your name if you're shy about it, but we'd like to share those prayers on the radio of what our brothers and sisters in Christ have prayed, and especially Christian men, and especially fatherless boys can pray for other fatherless boys. You probably know fatherless boys, and also for yourself, that your faith is deepened in Christ and to bless them. Let us know what you prayed if you'd like us to share it with others and encourage others. 800-787-5044. You can text or call. Oscar, would you like to give that number again?
Yep. 800-787-5044.
Again, that's 800-787-5044.
And Bobby, the website.
Yes, go for it, Oscar.
MentorMe.org. MentorMe.org. God bless you all.
Facebook page. Let's get your comments and your prayers, what you're praying for fatherless boys, on our Facebook page so we can share it with others and they can be encouraged that way as well. Give us a call, 800-787-5044, 800-787-5044. Call or text, and when you call in your prayer requests for fatherless boys, or when you call in or text what you are praying for fatherless boys where we can share, give us permission to share it not just on the radio, but also on our Facebook page. And by the way, almost all of our radio programs are posted on the Facebook page, and we can post your comments. 800-787-5044. May God bless you so much this week. In the name of Jesus, amen.